This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Thank you. I actually have not only the wrench, but I've got the scan tool dictionary here with us now. Got to know our fault code numbers, you know, and we had that email here the first hour, and PO 101, that's... numbers, those fault code numbers. Anyway, yeah, if you do have a engine light on, you've had it scanned, and you really do want to know what the number means, 45 years I have been, yes, a little over 45 years now, in and underneath the hood and underneath those vehicles. ASE, Automotive Service Excellence, Master Technician for many years, 45. And maybe after I've been there that long, well, it's not a maybe, it's for sure. I've been there, done that, smelled it, tasted it. Felt it, talked about it. I'm very honored to be with you each every week, you know, here on Auto World to help you understand the mechanical argon jargon. Don't understand the mechanical argon jargon at your independent automotive repair shop or your detail shop, your transmission shop, your dealer shop, your, you know, I had a call, you know, here this Friday. That was just a couple days ago. And she said to me, I don't understand a word they're saying to me. Are they purposely doing that to me, Mark? To jack the price up? I said, what did they say? She went on and told me the story. I said, yeah, that's all legitimate words, but you don't do this for a living, ma'am, and you don't understand it because you don't live it. We live it. And they didn't talk to you, you know, actually, how can I say it? Dumb it down some, I guess. I don't, you know, maybe they should. Maybe we should dumb it down some. I have to just to understand it. Get in these, well, I use the internet and the books and all, but sometimes I have to say, what? What's this mean? I've been there, you know, setting up the inclination on a differential. What's all that mean? Well, it's the truth. You got to have the inclination degree on the rear end of your vehicle if it's a rear-wheel drive car, and also the front-wheel drive cars. Has to be set correctly in order for it to go down the driveway, down the road, the driveway, the highway, etc., for you not to burn up U-joints. And if you have a front-wheel drive car, you're going to, yeah, if your wishbone, see, it is called a wishbone. It's a torque strut arm, or we call it a wishbone. It's a little bitty arm that helps hold down the torque of your engine, folks, when you get on it. When I say get on, I say get on that go pedal, man. Push it down. The motor torques back towards the firewall if it's a front-wheel drive car. And if the wishbone torque strut arm is out, the engine will pull back too far. That means the inclination, the degree of the motor now is kiltered off just enough that your CV joint axles, you got two of them, one on the right and one on the left, with CV joint outers, the CV joint inners, with rubber boots on them. You know, you've been there where the boot is ripped. You know, you drive down the freeway and you let the tumbleweed come underneath there and it pokes and cuts that rubber boot. And the next thing you know, it's spinning. That's what makes its wheels and tires spin, makes the car go down the road, the truck go down the road. You got grease all over the place. Well, if the wishbone's out, then now the motor's tilted back too far when you get on it and you're passing somebody and it's, oh, how, what's that click now? See, the thigh bone's connected to the elbow, the wrist, you know. Yeah, it's all connected. So the easiest thing to do is always inspect. Use your eyes and look at things. If you see some rubber bushings that are cracked and maybe looks to your eye worn out, let's get them replaced. Get an estimate. So back to the lady there with the great customer now, friend, back pulling it out of the dealership and coming over and fixing it for her. Here at the greasy garage, we saved her a lot of money and we got her talked down to the point where we can understand what we're talking about. And everybody understands we're on the same page and that's what it's all about. And that's what we do here at Auto World, is to help you. save some green money. Because I know that the gas and the... hey, even if you've got an electric car, I do know that the power bill's gone up on you. Yes, the electricity's even gone up. Yes, some of you have had to pay that. Was it that... I'm just going to call it the electric tax because you bought an electric car. They're trying to make up for the tax you're not paying when you buy a gallon of gas. You know what that is. Anyway, today here on Auto World, we're going to have a lot of fun. Of course, we're going back into the email bag. Those emails are all new to me. That address is, you're welcome to please send. We're live, of course, right here in Boise, Idaho, in the Auto World Plaza. You're more than welcome to call and or email. The phone number since 1992 is 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. We're going to go into the email bag and take your emails live, of course. First, let's do a little trivia. Why not? We've talked about this word, recyclable. What percentage of car parts are recyclable? What percentage of car parts are recyclable? So take your car, your truck, and say, all I know, Mark, is that they just take this, the junkyard purchased it from me, or the boneyard, there's a lot of names, recycle yard. I got in an accident, the insurance company totaled it out, they said that it was going to cost more to fix it, to fix the damage than what my vehicle's worth. So they just wrote me a big check, and then they came and got the vehicle, and it went somewhere. Where did it go? You don't really care, do you? What happened to it? Did you put a tracer on it? It then goes to a salvage bid yard. Then they're... phones light up and their emails light up. They get a weekly, sometimes even a daily, depends on how big the city is. They, as in boneyards, recycle yards, and body shops, buy these junk smashed cars also. There's a lot of laws invested in this, of course, in order to be accepted to be able to get these emails. These emails and phone calls go out. Hey, we have this car now. Come and bid on it. So they go and bid on your car that's been smashed, and the highest bid always wins. The highest bid wins, and then that car gets towed off. Maybe a body shop bid high enough to get that car. It goes to the body shop. The body shop then does what? They fix it, and it has now a branded title. Some of you probably have some of those cars and trucks that you're driving that has got a branded title. That means it's been tagged as a total loss, but it's still drivable. It was fixed. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. The only thing that might be wrong is that you might not be able to sell it to the next buyer when you go to decide to sell it later, because the price is going to have to be a little bit lower because they know that you actually got in an accident and you bought a creamed car or truck and it was fixed. And with my experience, I find that those type of automobiles tend to eat tires up. They can't get the frames, if there is even a frame available. A lot of it's just unibody, it's just metal. They can't get the box on that vehicle square again, and it starts eating up tires, the front tires, the right side tires, maybe it's gone all the time. Maybe the back tires are getting gobbled up all the time, costing you money there. There's always a little bit of noise here, noise there. So, but yeah, let's go back to the recyclable word. That's how it gets recycled. No, but you thought that, in fact, it just got smashed. And then they just liquefy it all. Is that what you thought? Do you think that they smash it in the smasher? Yes, some of them they do. If the junkyard or recycle yard buys it, it goes into the junkyard. Then, body shops and repair shops, and you maybe might even go get a right front fender off a smashed vehicle that was hit in the back. Eventually, once they get the car and the parts all completely sold on that vehicle, then there's only so much left, and they get it smashed, and it goes on and does it get liquefied and turn into our plastic recycled bottles or, beer or pop cans? Or yes, it does. It turns into a lot of you things. So that back to that trivia question. What percentage of your car or truck parts are recyclable? What percentage out of 100? All 100? 10%? 5%? Or a negative maybe, huh? AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. I'm Mark Evans. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jesus built my car. It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing. Drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing. Drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Yeah, especially when you're doing 300. 135 miles an hour. Leah Pritchett set the all-time track record this last weekend. They're 13 feet above sea level. Racing this last weekend, drag racing, 335 miles an hour and 1,000 feet. And you thought your car was fast. Woo! Yeah, that's fast. Well, I want to share with all of you, before we get to the history and why, how come, something about, what, the Suburban? Oh, yeah, Suburban pickup. Before we go, though, I want to share a email slash recall we got from one of our charter listener members that's been with us listening, Carl. I appreciate it. He sent me an email on basically it's a recall. Let's see. Here it is here. Thanks again, Carl. Appreciate it. It's Ken M. He says, I don't know if you knew about this, Mark, but Ken M has issued a recall, and this is it, folks. So Ken M, that three-wheeled motorcycle, they've issued a recall. Do not ride warning recall for sure. It's Ken M. Three-wheel motorcycle, do not ride. Why? Over 9,000 2022 model year Can-Ams were shipped with a defective stem bolt for the handlebar assembly that could break and lead to a loss of control. Because it's on the handlebar, so you'll end up not being able to steer this three-wheel motorcycle. According to the documents filed with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, 56 of the bolts were broken during preparation by dealers. And at least two were driving came apart. So we've got us some bad bolts. We need to stop driving. If you do have the Can-Am three-wheeled motorcycle, which we do see them here in the Boise, Idaho area, where I'm broadcasting from. So please, and Carl, thanks. Please don't drive them. And go to your Can-Am dealership right away, as soon as possible. Not using that three-wheeled motorcycle. Get in your car or truck and drive on over. Let them know that, hey, I bought that here last week, last month, last year, whatever. What's this about this Can-Am recall? Do not ride. So we definitely do not want to trying to drive something when the steering wheel is going to come apart, huh? No, or handlebars in this case. Carl, again, big shout out goes out to you for sending that to me. Appreciate it. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Carl did that at the start of the show, and I do appreciate that. So I do. I just want to let all of you know that I do make sure that I'm up on your emails and your phone calls. And thank you again. I want to do a shout out to all of you that have sent me gifts. Appreciate that. I do put them in the automobile museum that we have here. And I call it a museum because it is gifts from all of you. Vintage antique items when it comes to automobilia things, cars, trucks, and I share them with our clients here in the Boise, Idaho area. And maybe here not too soon. It's hard to do now because of the price of real estate, but my goodness, I'd love to get a bigger building and just expand from it because I do have rooms and rooms of stuff just that I've had over the years that I can't get out here into the greasy garage to show everybody the museum. So, but I do appreciate the gifts. Thank you very much. It means a lot to me. You don't have to do that either, by the way. I like to send you gifts. That's what it's all about. Talking about gifts, let's do the gift of the Suburban, huh? How many? I raised my kids in the Suburban, literally. I mean, I don't know. I believe my first Suburban was in 1985. Brown, four-door, full square box, I didn't really care, truthfully, about the gas mileage. Yeah, I knew that back then, the prices were not as high as they are today, but still, when you've got the big box and you're hauling things, but the kids around and your toys around and hooking things up to the trailer hitch, you're going to burn more gas. But you got to have a good sized vehicle to tow. You got to have the torque, the horsepower, and you got to have the room for all the people's family or whatever, your friends. Well, Suburban, it was introduced back in 1935. And the GMC Suburban, considered a little bit more rare than the Chevrolet version. Of course, the Chevrolet version was added in 1937, 2 years later. And rebranded, of course, the Yukon XL for the 2000 model year. So, yes, it actually was a GMC Suburban, believe it or not. Yes, it was. And back then, in the 1952... air that, as you know, fat fendered cars were out, rounded fenders front and back, and Suburban was known for, today we have the three seats. Well, even back then, the seat, what makes a Suburban? Well, a Suburban, you walk in and you get in and the seats would fold up so you could, climb over the next seat and the next seat and the next seat and the next seat. Okay, there's only three seats. Of course, the the horsepower under the hood back in the day has of course changed today, but back then it was a little 228 cubic inch inline six cylinder, and of course you had the four speed manual transmission and the granny gear. I've always wondered why they call it the granny gear. Why don't they call it the grandpa gear? Anyway, the granny gear, as we all know, the Dodge Power Wagons had the granny gear. You put it in first gear. You couldn't slip it in first gear when you were rolling. You had to literally stop, and then at that point, the Suburban end or whatever, Dodge Power Wagon or the Dodge pickups or the Ford pickups that had the manual granny gears in them, you could climb a tree, literally. It's just a wow factor. But they're great vehicles, absolutely. In 85 was the first year. I think my last one was at like a 99. And then of course kids, got older and turned into adults, and they went on their merry way, and I got rid of the big bus, or should I say the big gas hog. Anyway, I really enjoyed it. Great vehicles. And so the Suburban, of course, the interior was the old bench seats, the vinyl seats, no creature features at all, no power steering or no power brakes. We have all that in our Suburbans today. In fact, the Suburban is one of the number one vehicles on the list that sell, and people love them, and the creature features are unbelievable. I mean, you get everything you ever did want. So with that said, back in 1956, they did make, folks, a 1956 GMC Suburban carry-all pickup. That's right. A Suburban pickup. It was very, very rare. Very rare. Yeah. It was an upscale half-ton two-door GMC 100 series Suburban pickup, as they called it. It was produced from 1955 through 1957, so very few years. The name didn't quite make it. The Town and Country was another consideration that they wanted to call it, but the GM Heritage Center said, "Nah, we better not. Special write-up on that Precision Suburban pickup. We better keep the Suburban on the Suburban, the four-door enclosed vehicle with all of the glass and the seats and all." Total production of this GMC Suburban pickup back in that day was pretty close to 1,000 units. It cost about, $1,923 brand spanking new back in that day. Do you have one? There's 1,000 units out there. Where are they? I want to know. GMC Suburban pickup. Wow. We're going to take a little short break. We come back. You never know who might drop in. Maybe he's here. I haven't seen him for a while. I've been screaming for him. Where are you at?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruccio reporting. A hero is welcome when five wheelchair-confined Ukrainian soldiers arrived in Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport Saturday night. They're in the U.S. to get prosthetic limbs. We're welcomed by dozens of Ukrainian and Americans providing assistance. Yakov Grednar of the Minneapolis Limb Lab is honoring his parents and siblings back home.
I'm ready and feel very excited to help these people and do my small part to show them support and show them my respect.
One of the natural wonders of the West, Utah's Great Salt Lake, is under threat. Officials are now sounding the alarm about climate change and the worsening drought, pushing that lake to the brink of a crisis. High temps and record-breaking western drought has Utah's Great Salt Lake inching towards ecological disaster. Utah already plagued by dust storms that could potentially be hazardous for the state's most populous city. But currently, the lake is so low, only airboats can operate. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Looking for a gas station. Looking for an electric charge point.
Hopefully it's not out of order.
Hey, glad you're here.
Welcome back in to Auto World, the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans. Good to be with you. Got that trivia question out there. I got a gentleman here from Ely, Nevada, and that trivia question is, what percentage of car parts are recyclable? Rod gets us listening in Ely, Nevada. Well, let's do a shout out to our great affiliate Ely and McGill, Nevada. Woo! Shout out. There it is. All 3 hours of Auto World. Rod, appreciate it. KELY AM 1230 Ely McGill, Nevada, and all of you around there. Thank you for tuning in. Appreciate it. I remember that little quick lube there. I was down in that area with one of my good friends that worked for Pinzo. He's retired now. We drove down, and I'm pretty sure the Pinzo quick lube's probably still there. Might have changed hands a few times, but Rod, you say that the percentage of car parts that are recyclable are 50%. So you're believing from Ely, Nevada, that 50% of the cars are recyclable. Yeah, it's a little bit more. A little bit more, Ron. Sorry about that. You're real close, but it's a little bit more than 50%. But I still, please send me an email back, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Address that I can ship you down there to Ely. A little great detail gift bag. Inside and out. Let's keep that car clean looking. So when you do go into that Pinzo quick lube down there in Ely, they're going to say, hey, this is the cleanest vehicle we've ever worked on. Good to have you there. Appreciate it. What? Door? What the heck is going on? Oh, somebody's here knocking at the door. Hey, hang on just a second. Come on in! Delivering David. He's here.
Woo!
High five. Thank you. I haven't seen you for a while. Where have you been? Oh, okay. He's Turbo? Yeah. Turbo's out of it? Yeah. Delivering David. He's always out. He hasn't been around for a while because I sent him out to get very quirky, unique, and fun news, of course. To find out for you and me what is going on out in the world. And what he does, he drives a Datsun B210. Delivering David drives a Datsun B210. And I talked him into putting a turbocharger on. Now he's really mad at me. He's shaking his head. Oh, yeah. He says the turbocharger's out. Well, that's because you've been hot-rodding the thing, trying to get news real fast. That's what it's all about. Well, thank you, Delivering David. I appreciate it. Huh? I see a logo, Chicago Street Race Weekend. What is this? Oh, I see. NASCAR, folks, announces its Chicago Street Race for Cup Series in 2023. Oh, David, you're good. This is way before 2023. You got the news before anybody else did. Oh, thank you. Yeah, there's been a lot of talk, I guess, about it. I heard a little talk about it. I just didn't want to report it yet. But they are NASCAR. Yeah, they're going to race through the streets of Chicago as part of its Cup Series. NASCAR Cup Series. Yeah, they announced it, so it's legit. In July 1st and 2nd in 2023, the Cup Series race will be debuted on the temporary 2.2-mile street circuit along with the IMSA sports car event broadcasted by NBC. Congratulations, NASCAR. This is worthy of me flying in there and landing in Chicago. That would be a blast. The Windy City on the water, racing NASCAR. This will be interesting. It's kind of like, you know, the race down there in Long Beach. You know, they're bringing NASCAR now to the streets and not the open-wheeled tires. Huh. Well, they have those too. But thank you, Delivering David, who drives a Datsun B210. Look forward to it. I'll keep you folks all alive on that too, to let you know when, again, the dates are July 1st and 2nd of 2023 for the 2.2-mile street race right downtown Chicago Raceway. Oh, yeah. So if you're thinking you're going to be trying to drive your... What an opportunity, though. Once they get to race, the NASCAR's on the main streets, and you can drive your cars down there and put some rubber down on the road, too, with them. Or maybe after they put all their rubber down, you'll have a lot of... some good traction. Huh? Yeah. It'll be fun. Long Beach is a fun... The Grand Prix of Long Beach, that's a fun one. And, of course, Miami has the Grand Prix at Miami of the... absolutely, the open-wheeled tires, Indy cars. Oh, that's fun. Little trivia here for you. In 1939, that goes way back, in 1939, the total United States car production to that date reaches 75 million vehicles. That was back in 1939. I'll dig in and find out maybe what the number is today. That was quite a few years ago. And talking about years ago, let's get into the email, babe, because the email's getting old, and Eddie, the engine emailer, is getting mad at me, so let's dig in and help someone. There's one right there. Didn't have to go too deep because I got too many in there to help. I'll get to your emails, folks. Guarantee it. For sure, Eddie's telling me it's going to be probably Tuesday afternoon before I get everybody fixed because he says there's a lot of phone numbers in there, Mark. That's okay. That's okay. Again, if you need help, you want me to call your shop direct to help you, your problem that you have, or your paint body shop question, whatever, tire question, brake question, whatever it might be. Thank you, Eddie, for checking, too, because the phone numbers means that you're giving me the phone numbers that I ask you to. You deliver folks, put a phone number in there, and I can call your shop direct and talk to them about your problem that you've been having. If you do not want me to read it live on the air, just put right in there, do not read it live, but I will still help you. If you want to change your name, please do, no problem. I mean, we keep it here between you and I, period, and it doesn't go anywhere else, including phone numbers and all. This one I can read. Let's do it. It says, hey, Mark, thought I would email you to see if I can get into that email bag you talk about. Yeah, you're in it. I got you out now. You can read if you think it will help someone. Okay, I am. My question to you is about shocks. What brand would work best on our 2007 Chevrolet pickup? The front tires are bald again. I'm only getting about 25,000 miles out of them. I enjoy your show. Thanks, Roy, listening in Redding, California. Well, heck, yeah, absolutely, Roy. I appreciate that. I, I don't want you driving around on bald tires, so we're going to get you help for sure. And I'm going to even get down the road here and let you know maybe what brand to put on that 07 Chevrolet pickup. And let's do a shout-out, though. Absolutely. Our Redding, California Auto World affiliate is KRAC 1370 AM, Red Bluff, Shingleton, Cottonwood, Redding, California, and of course, all and each and every one of you there in between the cities. Thank you for listening. I appreciate that. Shout out goes out to, oh yeah, there's our shout out horn. KRAC AM 1370. It's good to, thank you, Roy. Appreciate being in Redding with you. Now, your 2007 Chevy pickup, good truck, period. Probably a blue one, dark blue, four-door, two-door, yeah, okay. Tires, shocks. We can talk, I could talk an hour about this, but we're not going to. I'm going to get right to the point here, Roy, and get you fixed. Look at the rubber for me on your front tires. You're saying they're bald. Well, please look at it, even though if they're bald, you know, are they down to the seal belts? If there's any type of rubber on them at all, what I want you to look for to verify if you need shocks or not. And this is for everyone, all of you folks. Back or front tires. Take a spoon out of your kitchen. The spoon you use to eat the Raisin Bran. Oh, that Raisin Bran crunch cereal is good. Okay. You're eating your cereal, right? And you got your spoon. Oh, we got to take a little short break. When we come back, we're going to pull our spoons out, and we're going to talk about rubber tires. Oh! And you thought this was an automotive show? I'm going to turn it into a restaurant show, it sounds like. We'll be right back. Get yourself a little treat and return.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
But they can't look so bad, 'cause I got a Galaxy 500.
Well, isn't that the truth? I'm in my own galaxy right there. Welcome back into the studio, the Greasy Garage Studio, that is, where I'm sitting behind the silver microphone, as always, every week. For you, 3 hours. You might be listening on a Friday, Thursday, Saturday. Appreciate it. I always welcome you in your emails and your calls. Email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Of course, our phone number since 1992 here at Auto World is 855-660-4261. Don't forget, you can message me on Facebook. Mark Evans is the address. And Auto World Radio, head on over. There's a picture of a, on our Facebook pages, Auto World Radio and Mark Evans, there's a picture of a Corvette killer coming your way, maybe? Head on over and take a look at it. Looks like somebody put their foot on that bad boy and squashed it. It's flat and low to the ground. I don't need to say the brand of the vehicle because it's got the logo right on the front. The emblem. Head on over. Mark Evans and or Auto World Radio. Our Instagram account also, please stay in touch there. Auto World Media. Just like our website, autoworldmedia.com. We're helping, want to help Roy. He's listening to us on KRAC 1370 AM, AM 1370 there in Red Bluff. He's in Reddington, California, and not too far away from where I'm at. Good to have you folks along. Thank you, Roy. And it was talking about getting your spoon out of your kitchen, not eating the cereal, because this is an automotive show. So put the food down. Put the food down. Let's fix these tires that you're only getting 25,000 miles on. If you know if your shocks are bad, that means that if you take your spoon and you spoon on the edges of your tires, inside of the tire and or on the outside of the tire, Roy, and you take the spoon and you just like put little divots in it, that's your shocks. The shocks are bad, and you need to put some new shocks on there. And I'll answer your question first right there. Shocks-wise, you know, you've got Gabriel Monroe and KYB, and you've got Rough Country. There's so many brands, and as you said, what's a good brand to put on that? If you look in there first and foremost, look to see if you got the stock original OEM, original equipment manufacturing shocks on it. They're really in diameter, small, a little round, but they're very small, and they'll be dirty. They'll be very dirty, and Bilstein. Bilstein is the brand that Chevrolet, and that's a good brand. In fact, you can buy the Bilsteins again. Right, and put that on there. But overall, when you in your area in Reading, you know, what parts store do you have the most of? Do you have the most AutoZones, the most O'Reilly's, Pep Boys, Advanced Auto Parts? Go to the if it's that's you know it's not a selfless plug here, but if it's AutoZone. And you can see a lot of AutoZones on every street corner. Go to AutoZone and get you some. They have AutoZone brand. Now, here's what I'm going to talk about. And they also have Gabriel's. And they have Monroe's. Some AutoZones have Monroe's. I, myself, for the money, AutoZone backs their shocks. And, in fact, warranty-wise. Warranty. And so I purchase parts there. And I would purchase some of their Duralast private label AutoZone shocks, right? I'm not going to divulge on who makes those shocks, but they're good shocks. And AutoZone will back them for you. Same thing with O'Reilly's or Pep Boys. Go in and ask what's the shock that you most sell out of? What brand do you sell most of? And grab their shocks. Do they stand behind them? Will they stand behind them? Because well, I don't know what kind of driving you're doing with a pickup, but most of us that have a pickup, we put oh, yeah, weight in there. And we're going down the country roads and mountain roads, and we're using that truck hauling dirt bikes or doing firewood or whatever it might be. You need a good shock. Overall, if you do not want to do a private label, grab some Bilsteins, KYBs, and then Gabriel's. That's in the order there for your Chevrolet truck. So now let's go to the tires being bald. If you don't have the spoon divots in the rubber, Roy, and are they wearing on the inside more than the outside? Negative caster, positive caster. Okay, that's what that means. You need to get an alignment done. And I always recommend to all of our Auto World listeners, do a four-wheel alignment. Make sure that the back tail is going along with the front, you know, so it doesn't dogleg. What's that all mean? See, mechanical jargon words again. Well, doglegging means that the box that you're in, the pickup box there, the car, that is a square box, you got 4 points on each corner, those are the wheels, tires. The back has to be aligned with the front. You might find out that it's off, and the back could be causing your front tires to wear out. So just do a four-wheel alignment, spend the extra money, do it, well worth it. Make sure the steering wheel is straight. If the steering wheel, the logo on the steering wheel is not straight and it's cockeyed to the right and or to the left, now, here's a fun thing, too. If it's cocked to the left and the truck is going to the right, the alignment is off. I don't care if they just got done aligning it. Take it back. We do not do alignments here at the Greasy Garage, and I will not mention any names of the shops or the techs to protect the innocent, because they are. But I had to take one Chevrolet truck back to that alignment shop 6 times. Yes, one right after another. Yes, I interrupted the other appointments right after me, but I wanted it right. They finally got it right. We found out that the upper A arm, that's a control arm, the upper control arm on the right front was actually bent. See, that's what I'm talking about. So we brought it back to the shop, put a new A arm on it, had the alignment done, and we're done. And that gentleman never eats up tires, Roy, anymore, and he gets about 65,000 to 75,000 miles on his truck. So let's make sure that the alignment's done correctly and that everything is straight and the box is going square down the road. When I say dog-legging, that means at the front end, if I was following you, Roy, if you follow a dog and watch a dog walk, you'll notice that the back legs aren't in line, their body's not in line, going straight down the path. The back end will be cockeyed off to the right or to the left. That's why we call it dog-legging in an automobile. So you could even have a diamond-shaped frame if you have a frame. You do have a frame underneath the Chevy pickup. So anyway, get a front wheel alignment. Let's get some tires on. By the way, let's go to I would go ahead and put Michelin Defenders on that 2007 Chevrolet pickup. Defenders, Michelin Defenders. I sell a lot of those, and people are happy with them. That's why I maybe talk about it like that. Thank you, Roy. Appreciate it. Send me an email address. I can get you out a great little gift bag of some detail items. And let's see, what can I put in there? You know what? I'm going to throw in some, you know, the valve stems on those wheels you have. I've got some chrome ones for you that are going to be in that gift bag. You're going to have 4 now chrome valve caps. That's what I'm talking about. Woo! Wowza. Boy, that hour went quick. The garage was starting to come down. Coming up on the third hour, Spy Talk. Oh, yeah, the next gen Audi SQ5. Well, they cannot hide the quad exhaust pipes spy talk coming your way, along with more emails, all coming your way. Also, the word with Mark. And 10 least, top 10 least automobiles. We're going up the list, third hour. Top 10 least vehicles. Number one is, we'll hear it next hour, patriotic brands. Who won? I have the top 20. We've already done a few of them. Third hour, you're going to hear who is the number one patriotic brand. They've been consecutive, undefeated for 20 consecutive years. 20 years in a row, folks. 20 years. Who is it? You might own one. You might want one now after you hear this. That's all coming to you the third hour. How to get over to the third hour the easiest way? GCNLive.com. GCNLive.com. Drive safe, everybody, and motor on.
It's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Listens to radio at night. EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.